Well, there went January.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Holy cow, can you believe? February starts on Wednesday. Hey, everybody. Drop with them here, and we'll welcome you into another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, as we have lots to talk about and a little bit of time to do it. So let's get started. Basketball, high school, college, new top 10 polls, national signing day on Wednesday, and tournaments already getting underway this week in winter sports at the high school level. There will be a lot of talk in the next week about big basketball games going on late season, 2 weeks left until tournament action begins at the high school level. There will be a lot of talk this week in college hoops. The juggernaut at the top of the Atlantic 10, which includes VCU and Richmond, who get together this week. Then on the other side, in Atlantic 10 women's basketball, of course, you know we covered that extensively as part of our tip to trophy coverage of the 2017 Atlantic 10 Women's Basketball Championship right here at the Richmond Coliseum, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You've got VCU on an upswing, trying to at least make sure that they can clinch a home game in the first round of that tournament. And you've got the Richmond Spiders trying to fight through the Lauren Tolson injury, getting a big win on the road yesterday, Saturday, and now looking ahead to hosting VCU on Tuesday in a game where I don't want to say we're at must-win point, but Richmond needs to collect all the wins it can to try to get into that top eight in the tournament, in the standings, so that they can get a home game in round one of the tournament. You don't want to go on the road the final weekend in February in that first round. Remember, the Atlantic 10 changed its tournament format for the women this year. All 14 teams will not come to the Richmond Coliseum as they have in years past. This year, the final weekend in February, you'll have 12 of the 14 teams in action in first-round games at home team sites, and that means seeds number 3 through 8 host seeds number 14 through 9. So you got to finish in the top 8 to either A, get one of the two byes, number 1, number 2 seed, straight to Richmond in the quarterfinals March 3rd, or at least if you have to play in the first round, you host a first-round game. VCU is in that position right now. Richmond is fighting for that 8th seed right now. So there's going to be a lot of must-win games for both the Rams and the Spiders coming up in the final 3.5 weeks of the regular season, including their matchup together at the Robin Center on Tuesday night. We've got Randolph-Macon college basketball going on with their big win yesterday, holding off a pesky Washington and Lee team to win their 13th game in 14 tries and to win their 10th straight in the ODAC to go to 10-0 in the conference. Guilford is 9-1, so they're right below them. And Randolph-Macon, what do they have to do Wednesday night? They've got to go to Farmville. And they got to take on their arch rival, Hampden-Sydney. I was talking to Michael Taylor, one of the seniors on the squad yesterday after the win, talking about how they need to just treat it as just another game. No reason to get overhyped. No reason to worry about the rivalry aspect of the game, because you know Hampden-Sydney is going to be sky high to try to hand Randolph-Macon their first conference loss. That's on Wednesday night. Tons of things going on this week. And before we get started on our top 10 polls, and then we talk a little bit about National Signing Day, and we talk also about things coming up here on the RVA Sports Network here on Central Region Now. Just a quick shout-out and a reminder to you that the rest of winter sports are getting set for their postseason. It kicks off Wednesday night. We're going to be live at Verona High School for the combined conferences 12, 16, and 20 gymnastics tournament. That'll be taking place Wednesday night after National Signing Day festivities are done. It's a very busy day for us on Wednesday. And then conference tournaments also get underway in wrestling and in gymnastics, also in Conference 11 coming up in the weekend. A lot of Saturday conference events and swimming as well. In fact, Conference 16 swimming already in the books. But in earnest, the conference tournaments in those winter sports are about to get started. Indoor track will follow early next week. And so it's going to be a frantic next 3 weeks to the finish for state championships, team and individual, in gymnastics, swimming, track, and wrestling. And we'll give you all the information that we can from those events. Everything we receive, we pass on to you. If you look on our Twitter feeds and you go, well, they didn't talk about X, it's because, well, X didn't report their results to us. That's the reason why. So, you know, if you're listening and you're in that conundrum, tell your coaches. Let us know here at the RVA Sports Network. get it to us on Twitter through a direct message or DM us and ask for our contact information. I'll be glad to give it to you immediately so that we can salute your team and the work that you do. Chesterfield County Club Swimming, you've got your big end-of-season meet coming up a week from Saturday on the 11th of February. Three of the busiest Saturdays, arguably the three busiest Saturdays of the entire year, are the first three weekends in February. Between conference and regional tournaments and state tournaments and several winter sports, and then tournaments getting started in basketball, late-season college basketball, and the beginning of college baseball and other college spring sports. Yes, Randolph-Macon starts their college baseball season on the 11th of February. It's just a couple of weeks away. University of Richmond opens against the defending College World Series national champions Coastal Carolina. That's coming up in just a few weeks, so there is a bevy of things going on. Let's now, right now, focus on two things. And first, and that would be the new top 10 high school basketball polls for boys and girls here in the Richmond area from the RVA Sports Network. First, every Sunday through the regular season, we'll begin with the girls, and there's been a little bit of shakeup. Not at the top, obviously, but in the middle. And then we'll go to the boys, where there's been some major shakeups after the top two. And here we go. Girls, first of all. Number 10, down one from last week, James River. Now, there is no shame in losing to Monacan and to Cosby in the same week because they are ahead of them in the top 10. And James River with a good win over Patrick Henry this week, but they do fall one spot to number 10 in the poll. Elsie Bird was 10, goes up to 9, in spite of the fact that head-to-head a couple of weeks ago, James River got the win. Bird with a very good win over Norcom this past week, out-of-town team down at the coast. And the Skyhawks will slide up one to number 9. Holding steady at number 8, but with a double-digit winning streak, and right now the favorites to be the top seed in Conference 16, Elise Armantrout, Kylie Eastman, and the Raiders of Atlee holding steady at number 8, escaping rival Hanover Friday night with a one-point win. That Hanover team has improved so much this year. They are so pesky, and they are so much more talented. They have improved greatly. It's one of the success stories. I think Hanover this year, James River this year, and I think you have to put J.R. Tucker in that situation in terms of teams that have greatly improved. And you go, well, Tucker was a championship team last year in their conference. Yeah, but they lose Amari Barron, the centerpiece of their team, to Christopher Newport, to graduation. They lose Tiara Jackson. She heads down to VWC and is at Virginia Wesleyan, both of them playing at the D3 level now. And Tucker is able to, even with not a very deep bench, they only go 7, maybe 8 deep most games, go to 16-0 on the young season, which is now growing old. Just 2 weeks left. They're favored to enter Conference 11's tournament undefeated. More about Tucker in a moment. So 10, James River, 9, LC Bird, 8, Atlee holding steady at 7. Hopewell, who has righted the ship after a couple of losses a few weeks ago. They've been on a nice winning streak and are looking ahead to Conference 26. Trinity Episcopal drops one from 5 to 6 this week. And St. Catharines, who's had a tough week this week, both teams now 10-5, they drop one from 4-5. Moving up after having a pretty good week, the Cosby Titans. And they move up to number 4 as we're beginning to see that team gel a little bit more and get February and March ready. And we all know that in the last two seasons, in this 3-for-3 championship run they've had, Coach Rachel Mead's team has had some issues earlier in the regular season. I remember specifically a couple of years ago, a tough loss against a very good Glenn Allen team in the Times-Dispatch Invitational in the semis up at Randolph-Macon College. And things just seemed to kind of be, you know, where were they going to be clicking? And then they clicked about 3 weeks later when they upset at that time nationally ranked Paul VI at the Stat VA Classic in overtime in one of the best girls basketball games still to this day that I've ever seen. And that kind of propelled them on their way to winning their second of the three state championships. Now they've got some more firepower to have to deal with at the 6A level. In the regional level Southwise and 6A North's got some powers too. So Cosby's going to have a very hard road to hoe if they want to make it 4-for-4, but there's no reason to think that they can't do it. There is talent there to put the run together. Cosby at 4 this week. J.R. Tucker stays at 3 for the second straight week at 16-0. Highland Springs stays at 2. They're at 14-0. And, of course, number one, Monacan, they are 18-0 and now ranked in multiple polls in the top five nationally. The Monacan Chiefs are. Megan Walker going to be honored for her McDonald's All-American selection this week. And we congratulate her on that. That is March 29th, by the way, in the United Center in Chicago. Game, I'm sure, will be televised on one of the ESPN family of networks. So our girls' top 10, Monacan at 1, looking down the road in 4A, Highland Springs 2, 5A Conference 12, J.R. Tucker 3, 5A Conference 11. Could we see a showdown between those two at some point in February? Cosby at 4 and 6A, St. Catharines at 5, Trinity Episcopal 6, both in the private schools. Hopewell at 7, Conference 26, Atlee at 8, Conference 16, L.C. Byrd at 9, and James River at 10. Byrd, by the way, likely to be the 2 seed behind Highland Springs in Conference 12 when that tournament gets started. The girls' tournament does here in the next couple of weeks, February 13th. That week, be very busy, tons of basketball going on. But they get to play each other in their regular season finale, Friday, February 10th, doubleheader in Chester. Highland Springs, L.C. Byrd, girls play at 6 and the boys at 7:30. Let's get to the boys' top 10. Almost dropping out of the top 10, and that is just after the run they've had these last many years, it's unthinkable. But a tough loss, and it ended up being a rather one-sided loss on Friday night to Highland Springs as the Springers and Henrico split their regular season series, and Henrico drops from 8 to 10 this week. Monacan, they lose on our game of the week on Thursday night against Metoaka, but they bounce back with a very nice win Saturday afternoon at the Virginia Preps Classic at Virginia Wesleyan College down in Norfolk, and they drop this week, but they are from 7 to 9. So Monacan now at number 9. Moving up one from 9 to 8, St. Christopher's. What a singular performance from Alex Petrie, breaking the school record with a 48-point performance earlier this week. Saints move up one to number 8. The big mover this week in the chart, though, is George Wythe. After their huge win at home over John Marshall this week, one of two defeats that John Marshall suffered, George Wythe moves from 10 to 7. And they have made a statement that they are going to be a factor in Conference 26, 3A East, and they hope come 3A state tournament time. Holding steady at number 6 is Hermitage. Just ahead of them, and I mean just barely ahead of them, falling from 4 to 5 after the stunning defeat at Douglas Freeman Friday night, the Mills Godwin Eagles. Now, let me say this about that game. If you've never been to a Godwin Freeman basketball game, it could be unlike any other boys basketball rivalry game in the Richmond area. Now, I know some of you are going to stand up and you're going to start, you know, rolling off yours. And I get that. And that's fine. And I said it might be. I didn't say it was. I didn't pronounce it as number one. I pronounce it as one of the top ones because it does not matter. It truly does not matter what the situation is when that game is played. The gym is packed. The student sections are hype. The place is lit. Okay, it's just nuts. And when you're a Godwin team coming in with such a great season, going against a Freeman team who has, to their expectations, I'm sure, underperformed, and they just want to make sure they get in the Conference 11 tournament, et cetera, et cetera. And for Freeman to nail that shot, Chris Gilliam, my hat's off to you, my friend, shook off the defender, was able to cleanly get off a nice shot, nothing but the bottom of the net, and they went nuts. They went nuts on Larry's court Friday night, and deservedly so. Congratulations to the Rebels, the highlight of their season so far. It just, you never know what's going to happen when Freeman and Godwin get together. You know, the old saying, throw the record books, you can win those two go head-to-head. So Godwin down five, down one from 4-2-5. John Marshall, they lose to George Wythe. They had a lead late fourth Saturday night down in Norfolk against Hampton. But Jalen Ray and company comes back. They get the victory. John Marshall with two losses this week. Now 4 on the season. They drop one from 3-4. And leaping over both of them, even though they had a tough loss Saturday afternoon at the Virginia Preps Classic to Oscar Smith in a game they led by 10 at one point, and they lose by 3. Verina moves up. Verina, with the last-second win a couple of weeks ago over Highland Springs. Verina, who has now swept Henrico. Verina, who has pretty solidly put themselves as the 2 seed in Conference 12 behind LC Bird. And you'll recall, in Conference 12, the tournament seedings are based only on games against fellow conference opponents. So Verina's sweep of Henrico means nothing to them when it comes to conference tournament seedings. It means that's not the way Conference 12 works. It hurts Henrico a lot because they could have used those 2 wins to, you know, try to stay up with Henrico, with Hermitage as well as Mills Godwin. Henrico, a big fan of seeing Freeman beating Godwin. So it's just different conferences do it in different ways. But Verina does move up in the poll with their overall body of work. They are now at number 3. We'll see how they handle the last 2 weeks of the regular season as they get set for that what should be wild Conference 12 boys tournament. You think about it. Bird, Verina, you've got Highland Springs that just beat Henrico by double digits, that barely missed beating Verina. You've got Highland Springs and Bird playing each other on the Friday before the tournament gets started. You've got Matoaka, who knocked off Monacan and has won 10, now 11 games, and they're looking good. It is no definitive guarantee that Bird and Verina have already punched their ticket out of Conference 12 into 5A South, because, as you know, in a one-game situation, anything can happen. Foul trouble, injury, a night where a team is just cold from the floor, bad free throw shooting night, you just never know. I think Conference 12's tournament is going to be wild. And it's no guarantee that the Skyhawks and Blue Devils will be the 2 coming out of it. Now, they're favored to be, and they're likely to get the byes. But Matoaka, Highland Springs, they're going to have something to say. Meadowbrook almost knocked off Highland Springs. They want a shot, and Prince George wants a shot, too. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. So Verina at 3. Top 2 stay the same. Trinity Episcopal, they haven't lost since last Saturday night. They're 21-1 now. They're number 2. And LC Bird still stays number 1, as they have been all year long. They've got a matchup with Lansdowne at the final event of the Virginia Preps Basketball Classic coming up Monday night in Virginia Beach. So that's going to be an interesting matchup for them. One, they got to travel on a school night down to the beach and then play the game. And then they've got to come back and worry about the rest of their regular season schedule, which includes, again, that finale at home against Highland Springs on February 10th. So boys top 10. Bird and Trinity 1-2 still. Verina moves up to 3. John Marshall down to 4. Mills Godwin to 5. Hermitage 6. George Wythe up 3 to number 7. St. Chris up 1-8. Monacan down 2-9. Henrico down 2-10. So no teams dropped out of our polls. No teams entered our polls. But there was a reshuffling of both of them. And, of course, both polls available right now at RVASportsNetwork.com. That's RVASportsNetwork.com. Thanks to all of you who have joined us there on the website this past week for part 2 of our special 3-part series of articles on student athletes and mental health. And my hat's off to the courage and the bravery of Austin Cannon, former Atlee standout offensive lineman, currently at Virginia Tech, just finished his first season there with Justin Fuente and the Hokies, with that Belk Bowl victory, and then sat down with me one night about a week later to detail in great detail his suicide attempt back in August, his journey to come back from that, how a concussion played a role in that affair, and what he is doing now on the campus in Blacksburg to raise awareness of mental health issues and to end the stigma of mental health illness. And my hat's off to Austin again for being kind enough and brave enough to share his story with us and allowing us to share it with all of you. Our final story in that series will publish this coming week on Thursday in the Hanover Herald Progress newspaper, and we'll also have it at RVASportsNetwork.com, a story that some of you are familiar with and others of you are not. We will introduce you to an organization in Richmond that is fighting out of tragedy for triumph to help other people, especially teenagers, young adults. Don't even necessarily have to be a student athlete. If they're suffering from psychological issues, mental health issues, they don't feel like they can get help, they're thinking about suicide, this foundation is there to help, and it came out of a most dire and tragic situation. So much good coming out of something that at the moment that it happened seemed so horribly wrong. And we'll talk about it in our article, next appearing, coming up on Thursday. That'll conclude the series, and then after the series, about a week later, I'm going to have some personal commentary thoughts about the issue that I'll be sharing exclusively at RVASportsNetwork.com. Well, Wednesday is National Signing Day, as you know, for football. There are three National Signing Day periods during the year, November, May, and the big one in February, because it's all about football. Now, other sports could sign at this particular point, but football pretty much corners the market. And a couple of thoughts about Wednesday as we get into it. We're going to be at several schools, to as many schools as we possibly can on Wednesday. And we're looking forward to being at all the ones that we will be able to get to. We can't get to everybody, and we're sorry that we can't, but we're going to get to as many as possible. Where we are not able to get to, I know that most of those places will also be covered by our good friends at NBC 12. They do a fantastic job of getting to as many places as they can and then wrapping up with a good National Signing Day special that they post on NBC12.com. They'll have coverage, of course, on 12 News at 6 and 11 with Mark and with Matt. And the other videographers who help them out on that day. So we look forward to their coverage, and we'll get to as many places as we can. Not going to say right now where we're going yet, because we don't want to say, you know, make some people go, yay, and some people go, oh, why aren't you coming to me? And, you know, doing the best they can. Now, I will say I know of one school that is doing their signing, but they're not doing it Wednesday. They're doing it another day, later in the week. If you're doing a signing at your school and it's not on Wednesday, there's a better chance that we might be able to get to your sign-in, and we'd love to be there to document, to get pictures, to put it on our social media channels, etc. So DM us on Twitter at any of our four Twitter feeds, wherever you follow us, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, at Hanover Sports, or at the RVA Sportsnet, and let us know, and we would love to attend. Interesting write-up, as usual, the Sunday before, thanks to Eric Kalenich and the guys at the Times-Dispatch with their A-list and that sort of thing. So that covers about three pages of the Sunday paper today. And congratulations to all the student athletes who have made it to that list. I do like how they catch up with some of the previous members of their A-list in the past several years. But you know what? I have a suggestion, not just for the TD, but I think we're going to try to do this here. You know what I'd really like to see? Sometime late May or early June, once all the college graduation season is over, I would love for student athletes that we covered 4 or 5 years ago who have finished their journey, no matter how they fared on the athletic field, you know, whether they were an all-star, an all-conference, you know, or they didn't get to play, or they, you know, who cares about all of that? I'd love to know how you did academically. I'd love to have a picture of you in your cap and gown and with that parchment in your hand. To be able to celebrate the most important reason for going to college, and that is getting the education that you need to move through life. The vast majority of even these A-listers will not go to the National Football League. It just the numbers don't translate. So this will be the highest level of competition they play in, and I am so happy for every one of them. But I'm even happier for them when they get to the other end of that collegiate journey, and there's a piece of paper in their hand that's going to make a huge difference in their lives and maybe in the lives of their families as well. So maybe we'll start searching for those pictures in the spring, ask people to send them to us, and maybe we'll do a photo gallery of, hey, do you remember all the graduates from the class of 2013 in the Richmond area? Well, here's what they're doing now as they walk across various collegiate stages and pick up their degrees in 2017. That would be really cool. Really cool. And I have some thoughts on the issue of National Signing Day, the current area of, this current era, for lack of a better term, I just can't think of the word I want to say specifically, this current era of recruiting at the high school level, how it's covered, when it begins, how feverishly it is. I have some thoughts on that issue, and those are going to be part of my commentary thoughts in the final article, the online exclusive wrap-up article on our series on student athletes and mental health. I'll be sharing with that with you the second week of February, about a week after our final article publishes in the Herald Progress and on RVASportsNetwork.com. So to all of you at all the schools in the area who are going to be signing your NLIs on Wednesday or committing at the D3 level, wherever you may be, congratulations. A lot of hard work has gone into that, not only for you, but teammates, coaches, parents, family members. How many times has it been get them to practice at X a.m. and be there, you know, this and be there at that and do this and do that? I know for the parents, it'll be a day filled with great pride, and that should be. but the families too, and the players and everyone who helped them along their way. And we look forward to documenting as many of those as we can coming up on Wednesday. This week is going to be wild. As January turns to February, we've already talked about the two VCU Richmond showdowns this week on the hardwood, women's and men's. Again, Randolph-Macon goes to Hamden-Sydney trying to stay unbeaten in the ODAC. That's what we're looking at the college level. Here at the high school level, we've got some very interesting matchups this week. Monday night in girls action, LC Bird hosts Trinity Episcopal. That should be a very good basketball game. We've got some good games coming up in the Capital District this week. Hanover, boys basketball, trying to garner as many wins as they can to try to get the 3 seed. They're fighting Dinwiddie right now for it in Conference 20, and the problem for Hanover is Dinwiddie has the head-to-head win over Hanover, which that might come in at the end of the regular season. Friday night was good for Hanover. They got a win over Atlee, while Dinwiddie lost to a valiant Thomas Dale team who comes back and wins by one, 56-55. So Dinwiddie with 2 losses in the last couple of days and now have 11 in the loss column. Hanover has 9 in the loss column. Well, Hanover's got to face Verina Monday night, number 3 in our poll. So if they could pull off an upset, that would help them get closer. And the reason why you want to be in that 3 position is in the first round you host the 6 seed, and then if you win, you're playing the 2 seed, which right now is projected to be Huguenot, and you don't have to worry about having to play Monacan in that semifinal. And right now, Monacan, even though they haven't clinched the 1 seed by any stretch of the imagination, that win yesterday is a giant step forward to getting it, as they are still two ahead in the loss column over Huguenot there in Conference 20 boys. So Hanover-Verina coming up this Monday night is going to be a very good game. The Hanover-Verina girls game on the other side out at Verina is going to be good. The week is dotted with some excellent action. We'll do our best to get a week ahead profile for you up live at rvasportsnetwork.com so you can keep posted on everything that's going on, including, again, all the conference swimming and wrestling and gymnastics tournaments coming up this week, and indoor track gets started next week, the week of February the 6th. And as we close, we've posted a couple of tweets about this, and I can't give you any details on it now because we're still in the planning and working stages, but here at the RVA Sports Network, we continually try to find things that we can do to improve our coverage and to help you in your busy lifestyle. The 24/7 wild world with constant barrages of media and news and social media, and people get up and then people don't have alarm clocks anymore. The first thing they get is their phone, and the first thing they do is they check Twitter or they check Facebook or they check whatever. And we want to help you in that arena. And so coming soon, and we'll be telling you more about it in the weeks to come, but there will be a brand new way to start your day, and the RVA Sports Network will provide it. And we'll have more details on it very, very soon here on the Central Region Now podcast and, of course, across our Twitter network and on our family of websites. As we close, how do you follow the RVA Sports Network? It's very simple. We do hyper-local coverage. We're different than other Twitter feeds and other media organizations. And this happened organically. This is how we grew. We did not start as the RVA Sports Network. We began as a media company that covered sports in Hanover County and expanded into other suburban areas of Richmond. And so that's why our Twitter network is the way it is, and it's a little different than everyone else's. So if you want to follow your favorite teams in Hanover County, then you follow Hanover Sports on Twitter. If you want to follow your favorite teams in Henrico County, you follow Henrico Sports. Chesterfield County, Chesterfield Sports. Now, Hanover Sports also covers Randolph-Macon College. Chesterfield Sports also covers Virginia State University. We cover the public high schools, and if there are private schools in your area that play, we cover them too. So on Henrico Sports, we cover Collegiate, we cover Stewart. Over at Chesterfield, we cover Millwood, we cover Richmond Christian, we cover Life Christian Academy. And you go, well, what about everybody else? That's where the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter kicks in. City of Richmond, Tri-Cities, surrounding counties, Virginia Union, VCU, Richmond, the pro events that take place in the area, including the new indoor pro football team, the Richmond Rough Riders. We welcome them to RVA, their home opener in April, and we'll have more about that as time gets closer. If you want to get information on any of those sporting informations, just go to the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. You go, well, I'm a fan of Elsie Bird, but I want to know what's going on everywhere else. No problem. You can follow Chesterfield Sports for your bird fix and follow the RVA Sportsnet for everything you need to know. And if you just want to follow one Twitter feed, you don't want to be bothered with multiple, no problem. May I suggest the RVA Sportsnet? Because as we have final scores and news of relevance that happen in Hanover, Henrico, and Chesterfield counties, we retweet that information on the RVA Sportsnet. We aggregate that information to our main network feed so that if you only want to follow one, there's the one that you follow. And we are the only RVA on Twitter that follows high school, college, pro, and more. Plus, we talk traffic, weather, and whatever you are talking about. If it affects your life, we're there to tell you all about it. Our motto here at HCS Media LLC, our parent company name, is Sports, Family, Life. And we're doing more in 2017 to hold up the family and life part of that motto than we've ever done before with our Year of Women's Sports initiative, with our series on student-athletes and mental health, which will conclude with this week's article coming up on Thursday. And we plan more of such coverage to keep you aware of what's really happening, what's going on, and how we can be of service to you in any way that we possibly can. So that's our Twitter network. We've got websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, hanovercountysports.net, chesterfieldcountysports.net, henricocountysports.net. And on Instagram, we are at RVA Sports Network. That's RVA Sports Network. And our live broadcasts, they're, of course, on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. And speaking of which, Saturday night, Coaches for the Cure will be there, as it'll be number one Elsie Bird, number four John Marshall. Marshall on their home floor trying to hand Bird what could be their first loss of the year if they get by Lansdowne Monday night at the beach. And we'll have coverage for you Saturday night beginning at 7 o'clock Eastern Time right here, live and exclusively on the RVA Sports Network, again on our YouTube channel. All right, fans, top 10 polls posted at rvasportsnetwork.com. What else coming up this week? National Signing Day Wednesday. We'll be at several places. NBC 12's got you covered elsewhere. Conference tournament starting. Tons of basketball. We'll be somewhere every night this week and all over the place next Saturday. And we'll be back with an early podcast next Sunday before that little football game in Houston. Central Region Now, an exclusive presentation of the RVA Sports Network, intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Thanks, everybody, for being with us on this edition of Central Region Now. Rob Witham saying happy February and have a great week. And don't forget your coat. It's actually winter again.